place in Tennessee that I ever stopped on went to. I went there and stayed in several days. See, I would go with my husband on a lot of trips, and then a lot of them I went by myself. Well, let me see, it seems to me like that there's somewhere else that I went by myself. I know when I went to Missouri by myself, and to California. I went to California after my husband died. And every time I've ever been to El Paso, I went by myself. My son was stationed there when he was in service.
Yes, ma'am.
And then since he's been out of service, he bought him a home and just still lives there. And somebody says I've been. My name Sarasota, didn't I? Hollywood, Silver Springs, Miami. Oh, and I went to Miami Beach too, but I made them trips the same time I went to Miami.
Yes, ma'am.
We stayed in Miami Beach 5 weeks one time and 6 weeks another at the Trainman's Convention. Now that's when I had your time. And
but you could eat and sleep on the train?
That was the best sleep in the world for me. I'd always get on the pullman and get a lower berth. And I could just sleep like a baby on the train, and I wasn't afraid, and I did love their food. And a long time ago, they had good food, too.
Yes, ma'am.
But the last trip I made on the train, no, it wasn't the last one either, but anyway, it was when I went to California. I didn't get good food. It's too much meat, or is it all mixed up?
Yes, ma'am.
And it just wasn't good food. You couldn't hardly get to it no way. Served it cafeteria style, and I like starved on that trip, seemed like. Because it took me long. You know, trains are not fast as planes.
Yes, ma'am.
But that never did bother me. I didn't care. I left. My oldest son lived in Biloxi, and I carried my car down there, drove down there, left the car with him, and caught the train in Biloxi to go to San Diego. And I left Biloxi at 1 o'clock on Monday, and I didn't get in San Diego Friday morning at 11. Now, you know, that's pretty slow traveling, seems like.
It sure is.
And I wasn't laying over anywhere except one place. I had lay over in El Paso from 12 o'clock one night till 10 next morning.
Yes, ma'am.
The rest of the time we were just to go and, you know, laying over to it.
So that motion on the train didn't bother you?
Not a speck. I didn't no care. And the conductors and flagmen, they were so good to the railroad men's families. They find any of them. I never will forget, though, how a conductor, he was just trying to be so good to me, and he was, and he just broke my heart. When I was on the train going to California, he come through and took up, I rode past this, you know, and he went on through and got through with everything, come back, just. And me being on the pullman, I had two seats, you see. And as in the afternoon, he sat down on the seat ahead of me. He said, "Miss, you're the only Illinois Central passenger I have." Well, we got in a big conversation. I always do, the railroad folks won't find out one another, you know, and talk. He had on that uniform like my husband wore. And I looked down, and my husband always wore Bushman's shoes. He said they wore better than any shoes he ever wore. Oxford, you know. That man had on a pair of those Bushman's.